Hi, Professor. Do you have a minute? I know your office hours just ended, but I wanted to come and speak to you. Is now a good time? Great. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I'll just close the door behind me so no one thinks you're still available. So, what I wanted to talk to you about was my grade for the class. Yeah. Right. Oh, thank you. Yes, I kind of knew you thought of me as a good student, and I know my grades are okay. But, see, I really, really want an A in this class. I know you said on the first day that you take high grades seriously and that none of your students gets an A without genuinely earning it. And I'm sure you know that you have a bit of a reputation among the students for being kind of firm. I mean, not like firm in general, just about grades. But I wondered if you could make an exception and push up my grade if I could give you some special motivation. No. Professor, I'm not trying to just sweet talk my way to an A. I know people sometimes come to you and try even more desperate things, and I also know they never work on you. There's a rumor that someone even offered you a blowjob if you would round her grade up by just 1 point and that you still said no. I don't know if it's true, but. Oh, really? It's happened more than once? Wow, that's impressive. That's some serious resolve on your part. I mean, I bet it must get pretty tempting. Like, if you're all alone here in your office, maybe with a hot co-ed who has kind of a thing for you. It would be so easy to just go with the flow, especially if she makes it clear that what she wants is to blow you. I don't think any of my guy friends will be able to turn down an offer like that. You clearly have an upstanding character and a strong moral code. No, I know flattery won't help my case. I know it won't change your mind. And don't get me wrong, you're actually an attractive guy, but my plan isn't to come here and ask you to let me suck you off for an A. But I thought maybe, since you're a scientist, that a sound, firm scientific argument might be able to change your mind. So, like we learned about with the foundation of the scientific method, my case starts from an observation and builds to hypotheses and then experiments to test those hypotheses. The first observation is that I've noticed you looking at my feet in class, and the hypothesis I formed based on that is that you like feet, maybe even my feet in particular. So, like any good scientific experiment, I set out to test this hypothesis against more data. I started wearing different kinds of shoes and socks to class, tried sitting in different positions, and so on. I even tried comparing different shades of toenail polish to see if that would affect things. I couldn't find any effect there, but I did notice that when I sat with my legs crossed so that you could watch my foot up the aisle of the lecture hall, you looked at me a lot more often than on the control days. You have this totally astonished look, but I assure you, I'm completely serious. This notebook I'm holding isn't my regular lab notebook. It's where I've been tracking data for this little side project. That's right, and I'm actually still collecting it. I know you might think it's rude of me to sit with my feet up on your desk like this, and I knew if I did it, it would come across as cocky, or overconfident, or even just disrespectful of authority. But it's actually a controlled trial. I've been counting how many times you break eye contact to look at my feet. 36 so far. Oops. Make that 37. I think that's good evidence for my hypothesis, but there's another prediction to test. I also predict that if I were to slowly use one foot to ease the other shoe off, then it should elicit a heightened response. And it looks like that's confirmed too. Whoops, I dropped my shoe. Would you be willing to pick it up for me? Or should I just take the other one off as well? Oh, look at you, Professor. I think you're a little impressed by my experimental rigor. But you seem pretty taken aback, too. Kind of like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, maybe? Well, there it went. I'm guessing from that surprised blush on your face that you've never had a conversation like this with a student. You have a couple choices for what happens next. One option is you can pick up my shoes and give them to me, and I'll put them back on and go away, and you can pretend, or try to pretend, this conversation never happened. Another option is to further my education by allowing me to continue my experiment. I mean, that's really what you're here for, right? It's all about the growth of young minds. If that happens to involve the growth of a throbbing erection, that's not really your fault. Who are you to stand in the way of my education? I think you're going to pick option two. That's the next prediction my hypothesis makes. And the observation I was hoping to use to test it is the way you're intently watching me wiggle my toes. Based on that, I hypothesize that you're more than willing for me to let you have a nice close-up look at my feet. So is my hypothesis correct, Professor? I thought so. I'll just get a little closer now so you can see them better. I'm going to move your chair back a little to set up the next phase of the experiment. The next prediction I wanted to test is that you'll let me sit right here, right on your desk, and put my feet up right on your chest. The logical link from the foot fetish hypothesis is that you like looking at my feet, and therefore you will be willing to allow me to do things that let you get closer to them. By contrast, another person with no foot fetish would try to stop me from doing this. Let's test that. Phase 1. And phase 2. It looks like my prediction is confirmed. Well, tentatively anyway. I guess this could be type 1 error, I think. A potentially false positive. Let's try phase 3 to rule that out. I'm going to slide this foot up slowly up the side of your neck and onto your face. The hypothesis that you like feet predicts that you will allow me to do that and just enjoy it. If that hypothesis is wrong, the null hypothesis predicts that you'll stop me. I mean, all things being equal, I wouldn't be able to do this to just anyone. Here goes. And there, my toes right up against your nose. You're definitely blushing a little bit more, but not trying to move away. Interesting. I wonder what would happen if I try to slide this toe between your lips. Was that a little gasp? What an interesting observation. I expected you to enjoy this, but not that much. What an interesting result. Let's move on to the next experiment. My hypothesis predicts that if I take off my socks, it's going to turn you on even more, because you'll be able to see my pretty bare feet. Let me just move the detector into place. There, I've got my foot aligned perfectly with the center of your groin, and a little off to the left, and just barely making contact with you. Now I'll just take this foot out of your face and peel the sock off nice and slow. I need you to just watch me doing it while I monitor your reaction to collect my observations. Yeah, I can definitely feel you getting hard. Prediction confirmed. Not as firm as you, though. Wow. Do you like my pedicure? Now, I know that wasn't a perfect methodology. There's definitely some sources of potential uncertainty. Specifically, it's possible that I changed the outcome by measuring it. It might just be that you got a little harder just because I was touching your penis, and that showing you my pretty toes wasn't the real cause. I think I have a way to confirm whether that's the case, though. Yes, it's a little follow-up experiment. The way it works is that I'm going to take the foot fetish effect out of the procedure and see if the result is the same. So what I want you to do now is to just keep your eyes focused on my tits. Will you do that for me, please? I wore this lacy red bra to try to make it easier for you to keep your focus there. Excellent. Now I'm just going to reach down with my hand, give you a little feel. Yeah, you're definitely getting harder, but I can't tell if it's responding at the same rate or not. Results inconclusive. I guess we need another follow-up experiment, huh? You know, I actually have a design in my head for another experiment. The only thing is that I need access to your cock to do it. Would you help me with that, Professor? I mean, I'm not asking you to change my grade here, and I'm not trying to, like, seduce you so that I can blackmail you. Really, I just want you to take your cock out so that you can help me with my experiment methodology. Please? Thanks, Professor. That's perfect. That's actually a really nice cock you have there. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I was expecting something small. Just, well, I'm impressed. It's so hard and so big, and I can feel it throbbing. Yeah, and I can feel against my skin, even with this foot that still has a sock on. You should probably take that sock off, though. We wouldn't want any interference to make the detector less sensitive. Unless, of course, you're going to tell me you prefer the feeling of my cute socked toes sliding up and down your shaft, even though my bare feet are so soft and silky. But then, if you're willing to admit that, then my hypothesis is confirmed without any more experiments needed. Yes, that's much better. Thanks. That didn't take much convincing, huh? Interesting. You know, I've actually been practicing this motion for the past few weeks on a bottle in my room, but it's so much hotter to feel my feet sliding up and down the shaft of a hard, throbbing cock like yours. What was that? Oh, the experiment. I didn't tell you when it happened. I was afraid of biasing the outcome. This foot job isn't part of the experiment. I'm actually just enjoying what I have access to now. The actual experiment was testing the prediction that if I tempted you with a foot job, I could convince you to take your cock out and let me play with it. I guess that prediction was confirmed too. Oh, so much pre-cum already? Wow. So, anyway, that's my extra credit project, Professor. I hypothesized that you have a thing for feet, and I collected observations, formulated hypotheses, and tested those hypotheses. My experimental results support the conclusion that you do indeed have a foot fetish. I've supported that conclusion by showing you that my feet get you excited, hard, and horny, and that you really enjoy receiving foot jobs. Are you impressed enough by my report to raise my grade to an A? Or should I just give up and leave now? Really? I'm so glad to hear you say yes. Thanks, Professor. I knew I could count on you to be a real man of science and recognize the value of hard data when you see it. Kind of like how you can count on me to recognize a hard scientist when I see one, like you. You know, as long as I'm here, can I ask you for one more little favor? It's just, well, my boyfriend broke up with me 2 weeks ago, so I've been really horny. And to be honest, doing all this hard science with you has gotten me kind of worked up. Kind of really worked up. And now that I've seen your cock, I'm really curious what it would feel like. I mean, not just to touch it, but to feel it being put to proper use. Would you help me make some observations, Professor? Please? All I'm really asking is for you to take my jeans off and bend me over your desk in the name of science and education. Is that really too much to ask for?